In Western Kentucky and West Tennessee and in Southern Illinois, if a turtle is crossing the road in front of you, is it more likely to be a box turtle than any other kind of turtle?
No, actually, some of the more aquatic turtles are a little bit more common to see crossing the roads, but definitely in land between lakes at certain times of the year, like late April, particularly May, you're going to really see those box turtles moving. They have a very short home range that's not very big at all. In many cases, it could be as low as 4 acres. And so, they're not very fast, obviously. We always make jokes about turtles being slow. And it's okay to move them across. They're pretty harmless. Probably the most dangerous thing about moving a box turtle across the road, of course, is the other traffic. You always got to make sure that you're pulling off the road, that you're watching traffic, because you don't want to be the next roadkill, because you're trying to help a turtle. But in a lot of these slow places, like in land between lakes on these back roads, it does help to move the turtle across the road, and you always want to move it in the same direction it's going. If you say take it and it's closer to the right-hand side, but it's moving to the left-hand side, well, that turtle's just going to turn around and go back onto that road. So you always want to move the turtle in the direction that it's going.
So, what are some characteristics that make it obvious that the turtle that is crossing the road in front of you is, in fact, a box turtle?
The boxers are a lot different. They are not a tortoise, but they have a growth pattern that's very similar to aquatic turtles. They're just mainly based on land. And some of the easiest ways to tell them apart is they get the name box turtle because they can completely pull their entire body, head, tail, legs, back into the shell and close it up behind them. They actually have like a hinged part of their plastron, which is their bottom part of their shell, that seals them up, makes it very difficult for a predator to get at them. The shell is kind of a dark brown with some light highlights with yellows and oranges and lighter browns. Kind of looks like the dappled sunlight through a forest floor. And that's the easiest way to kind of tell them apart. They also have a domed shell. A domed shell allows them to be able to pull those body parts in. Most of the time they're on land.
You say this is the time of the year that you're most likely to encounter them crossing the road, and why is that?
It's getting to be breeding season. So the males are very colorful. I mean, when you sometimes will come across some of these box turtles, the males are going to just have vivid colors on their backs. And the males have the bright red eyes and the females have brown eyes. And so they're trying to find females. They're also trying to find food. And so you're going to see a lot more of them kind of moving across from their hibernation locations to maybe their breeding grounds or good feeding grounds. And unfortunately, this coming to driving to land between lakes every day, you can find at least 10 of them crossing the road at one time.
I know a lot of people either have been tempted to or have, instead of helping it cross the road, helped it into their automobile and taken it home as a pet. Is this
Yeah.
a good idea?
Well, if you not in land between lakes, you can't collect them in land between lakes, but if you have one in your backyard, it's okay to actually have a box turtle as a pet in the state of Kentucky. I don't recommend it because, believe it or not, they actually have a lot of care. And the thing about it is these things can live up to 80 years. So this is a pet that you might have for, you might have to put in your will. The other thing about them is they have some very specific dietary requirements that makes it very difficult for them to grow and to live. And if you don't match those requirements, if you don't do your research, you can actually be doing more harm to that particular animal. And one of the things that we also try to discourage people is that if you do take it in as a pet, just don't let it go anywhere. Like, don't take it to the Missouri and release it, or take it, 20 miles down the road. What you need to do is, if you do decide to keep it and it's not been with any other kinds of exotic turtles, release it back in the location that you had it before, because its home range is almost imprinted in its brain, and it needs to go where it's familiar with. It doesn't adapt well to new locations.
And do you have to put it back in pretty much the same exact spot, or how close do you need to
Within
get?
probably, I would definitely try to get it within a couple acres of that, because its home range is so small. That way it can find a good place for it to hibernate during the winter, and it knows where its food sources are. A lot of times if you take it down the road and you release it in a location that it's not familiar with, it may wander around trying to find those places that it's more familiar with. Whether it eventually adapts to a new location or not, I don't know. You know, Kentucky's winters are very mild, so a turtle doesn't have to have extreme hibernation locations like it would in more northern areas.
Well, what else is cool or interesting about the box turtle?
Well, you know, the thing I like about box turtles, you can definitely tell the difference between males and females. The males are brightly colored. They have the red eyes. They have a concave a shell on the bottom. Sometimes they even have longer claws. But I always found this kind of a neat fact, which is they can be poisonous. Now, there's a big difference between venomous and poisonous. Venomous is an animal that injects its venom into a snake, a spider, a scorpion, a bee. Poisonous is something that you kind of either absorb through your skin or you stick it in your mouth and you ingest it. And box turtles aren't born poisonous. What happens is they have a tendency to eat a lot of poisonous mushrooms. And those toxins that are in those mushrooms get incorporated into its skin and its tissue. And it makes it very unpalatable for things like a raccoon or a coyote or a fox or something larger predator that might try to take advantage of that animal.
That's really interesting. So I guess at the very least, wash your hands before you stick them in your mouth.
Definitely don't stick it in your mouth, for sure.
Well, John, is there anything else listeners need to know about the box turtle today?
You know, I think it's kind of a fun little animal to have. You know, it's definitely one of the easiest animals when you come hike a trail here at Land Between Lakes to come across. And we encourage everybody to take as many pictures as you can and kind of watch its behavior. They are an important seed dispersal for a lot of plants, particularly if you like spring wildflowers. They disperse a lot of the seeds for those plants and other plants that you're going to find around the Land Between Lakes area. They are very good at eating insects, and they're just kind of a cute little animal to have around.